Holy Week. This week is a special week for believers of Jesus Christ because this Holy Week, we commemorate the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Savior. And today on Palm Sunday, let's look back to the time when Jesus began his journey toward his death on the cross. Palm Sunday. Nagsigawan ng mga taong nauuna at sumusunod sa kanya. Sigaw nila, purihin ang anak ni David. Pinagpapala ang dumarating sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Purihin ang Diyos. Pagpasok ni Jesus sa Jerusalem, nagulo ang buong lungsod. Sino kaya ito? Tanong nila. Si Jesus, ang propetang taga Nazareth sa Galilea. Sagot ng karamihan, Matthew 21 verses 9 to 11. The people welcomed Jesus with their warm reception when he arrived in Jerusalem. But amid their praises, Jesus' heart was grieved. He knew that some of those people would turn their back against him, betray him, and crucify him. Are not some of us like those among the cheering crowd? We welcomed Jesus into our lives, we vowed to follow him, but when we experience success or life gets tough, we forget him. Just take the example of a man named James. At a young age, he became addicted to alcohol and drugs. He resorted to stealing to finance his addiction. His parents couldn't do anything except to pray for their son. When he learned that he became a target to be killed, he went into hiding. Isolated and lonely, he cried out to God to take him out of his dark situation, and he promised to follow him. God granted his prayer, but when he became successful, muling nalulong sa bisyo si James. Nang mawala ng trabaho at naghirap, he remembered how he turned his back on God and failure to keep his promise. Again, he repented. For the second time, tinanggap siya ni Jesus at muling nakabangon. Bumalik siya sa kanyang pamilya and he is now with them, serving the Lord. It was on Palm Sunday when Jesus began his journey toward his death on the cross, his ultimate sacrifice to set us free from the power of sin and death. When we welcome Christ into our lives and walk in His ways, we are assured of eternal life with Him. He is ready to love and forgive us, like what He does for people like James who need a second chance. Panginoon, salamat for You are good and Your mercy is endless. Thank You for shining Your light upon me and for paying the penalty of my sins on the cross. Tulungan mo ako maging forever ang pagtanggap ko sa iyo sa aking buhay. Amen. Application. Basahin at pagnilayan ang mensahe ng four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, upang mapanatili si Jesus sa iyong buhay. Papurihan siya sa panahon ng kasaganaan at pagtiwalaan siya sa panahon ng mga pagsubok at kahinaan. Nagsigawan ng mga taong nauuna at sumusunod sa kanya. Sigaw nila, purihin ang anak ni David. Pinagpapala ang dumarating sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Purihin ang Diyos. Pagpasok ni Jesus sa Jerusalem, nagulo ang buong lungsod. Sino kaya ito? Tanong nila. Si Jesus, ang propetang taga Nazareth sa Galilea. Sagot ng karamihan, Matthew 21 verses 9 to 11. Join us again tomorrow as we continue to reflect on the sufferings, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. If you'd enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app and make a donation. Thank you. This is Becky Cabral, Executive Producer of the 700 Club Asia. Jesus defeated death and the grave so that we will have eternal life.